There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Unnecessary Drama in the Liverpool Country by Trevor Downey. I'll be honest with you, lovely listener. The majority of my 7-day enforced sabbatical was spent being deliberately oblivious to the football world and almost exclusively devoted to the pursuit of solving the problem of a troublesome brain pan. The latter endeavour, sadly, was wholly unsuccessful. But at least I managed to entirely avoid the unending drama of the Liverpool Country, copyright Mamadou Sakho, for long enough to be genuinely enthused by my return to AI Towers today, even in the knowledge that it would mean engaging with the grim vista of Allardycean smugness. Frankly, the corpulent relegation avoidance specialist has nothing on the monumental arrogance of one or two medical experts I've met of late. Having missed my first game in several seasons, it was with a renewed gusto that your scribbler returned to the news sites this afternoon in search of some nonsense entertaining enough to present to you here. Before we return to normal service, I will admit to being a tad miffed that there was no cringy display of solidarity from Mr. Tandon, Miss Couser et al. In my absence. I don't think, for example, that doing the post-match phone-in whilst wearing Downey on their shirts would have been a massive ask. I may not be the Zlatan Ibrahimovic of the group, but surely I rate as high as Marcus freaking Rojo. To compound the ignominy, I see on my return to Twitter that the usurper of my prolific article writer crown, Mr. Sam Maguire, formerly of this parish, has been given blue tick status. Honestly, 1 week I've been away. What an eventful few days it has been. In today's headlines alone, Mamadou Sakho would appear to have hand-checked his way out of the club, almost as certainly as if he had moonwalked out the door backwards whilst giving Jurgen Klopp the finger. Dejan Lovren seems to have dived headlong back into public enemy number one status with his unfortunate outing against Crystal Palace. Daniel Sturridge, injured once more, is rumoured to have danced his last at Anfield. And Lucas Leiva held a party to celebrate a decade of donning the Liverbird, during which there was a display of dancing which one simply cannot unsee. No matter where one looks for distraction, however, there is simply no evading the horrific reality that Liverpool capitulated in the most limp fashion to Crystal Palace on Sunday. That pain was certainly exacerbated by the glee and self-regard of the aforementioned pie fancier as he spoke of exploiting the Reds' weaknesses. He loves to get one up on the foreigners, does Allardyce, and to have allowed a very ordinary Palace side to turn around a deficit and win will have galled Klopp immensely. It certainly galled the hell out of us fans. Of course, to add insult to injury, Liverpool continued their season-long custom of allowing teams and individuals to end long runs of unfortunate results against them. This was the first time the disgraced 67-day England boss had ever won at Anfield. Lovely. Wasn't it nice of us to help? A brief word before we move on the frankly absurd nonsense surrounding the elaborate handshake thing shared by Christian Benteke and Sakho. The latter had no business being on the bench in full Palace regalia, in the home of his parent club, if he wished to avoid controversy. He did not wish to avoid it. I was a huge fan of the charismatic Frenchman in the red, but it is one-eyed guff to suggest that he is an innocent and meant nothing by his actions. Sacco's a clever man who has a penchant for social media. He knew what he was doing, and fair enough. Benteke's ostentatious "I'm not celebrating" celebration was somewhat undermined by his engaging in the manual bonding with his chum under the nose of his former manager, but that is very much his right, as he probably views his time with the Redmen as not indicative of his ability. Frankly, I think I'd be breakdancing if it was me. If you celebrated Luis Suarez and his swan dive in front of a hapless David Moyes, which I know I most assuredly did, you can scarcely take issue with a bit of harmless patty cakes after scoring two goals. One of the few Redmen to emerge from Sunday's farrago with any credit was Emre Can. The German, still to settle on a contract with the club, has been in very solid form in recent weeks, just when his manager has needed him the most. However, operating in front of a unit that was as dysfunctional as the defence was against Allardyce's charges is hardly conducive to finding one's best form. Can was busy and muscular, but not as effective as he has been in the past few games. His honesty about the monumental cock-up was disarming and does him credit, but his certainty about how four wins from the remaining four games will ensure Champions League football is, in the naturally fatalistic worldview of this columnist, a touch careless. It was stupid from us, the magnificently coiffed midfielder admitted. But we've got to go again, and it's still in our hands. If we win the last four games, we will reach the Champions League. That has to be the target. It has to be. We should have won this game. Again, it was a set piece. We'd worked on them in training. We trained very well. All the set pieces in training, we had done very well. But again, we conceded a goal after a set piece. It was stupid. We are frustrated, disappointed. It is always the same. We controlled the game, I think. We didn't play too bad. But then we conceded two goals from two chances. It's very disappointing. Disappointing it most certainly is, Chief. Almost as disappointing, in fact, as having been teased all day by kit manufacturers New Balance about the release of the home jersey to mark the club's 125th anniversary, only to find out at 8 p.m, having delayed the writing of one's column, that the big news was about how the jersey will be unveiled on the 27th. Here's hoping the design is worth the wait, and that the previous policy of allowing a four-year-old with crayons to design the kit has been abandoned. Otherwise, we'll set that firm of terrifying West Ham hooligans on them. If you listened to my after-narration thoughts on Karl Kopak's piece, you'll see that I've kind of covered off an awful lot of what I had talked about in my own article. It was only after I had it written that I came to do the narration of Karl's piece and saw that there was quite a lot of crossover in terms of the subject matter. So I'm not going to repeat myself for the sake of repeating it. I do want to say that it's nice to be back in the recording seat here in beautiful rural Ireland, and it's nice to be talking to you guys again. And I would just like to remind you that the column, as always, is on anfieldindex.com. You can see all my writing, which happens 3 to 4 times a week, every week, with the exception of last week, which was an unfortunate gap in the productivity. But every week you can see the writing there. And I would like you, if you wouldn't mind, to share it with somebody else, to tell somebody else about it if you think it's any good. I've said it on my Twitter feed. I've pinned that tweet to my profile there, that this whole thing is not worth a damn in a vacuum. It's only any use if it's shared, if you like it. If you're halfway inclined to like it, maybe you might tell somebody else about it. Maybe they'll like it as well, and maybe they'll pass it on too. I don't ever ask for retweets on Twitter. It's not a thing I do. I've never retweeted one comment, praiseworthy comment. I'm obviously not very good at self-publicity, and it just sits wrong with me. So I'm not going to start doing that all of a sudden. So I am just asking you, if you find that this is any way decent, or you like the AI Audible content or my writing, then please just do pass it on, let someone else know about it, and I would appreciate that immensely. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We're back in the run of things now. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on anfieldindex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on anfieldindex.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports-ad-free. That's amazon.com/sports-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.